فافقا يتدمس سربتا مسروبين أبتا مرشتا نام كرشنا.
Yes. It's fine, Guruji. Yes.
Have you tested the voice coming?
Yesterday we tested it.
Today now test.
Okay, Guruji.
I bow to the holy feet of my Param Guru, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. I bow to the holy feet of my Guru, to whom I owe everything as I now exist. The other day, we had a talk on choices, action. I told what all we do is a reaction, not an action. I don't mean reaction in the sense of the Newton's third law of motion, that which comes out of action. This actually a reaction means the response which you get in your system when you see an object which is either ugly or beautiful or something delicious to the taste, and so that sets up a reaction in you. The moment I see a poster, when I see the poster containing certain picture, I feel drawn to it. All right, tonight I will go to the cinema. This picture must be seen by me. So, you go to the cinema. So, going to the cinema is not an action. It's a reaction to what you have seen. At that time I told that sometime back, casually, we have had talk about choices, action. You see, the final truth of the reality is a multifaceted, infinite reality. It has no walls, it has no boundaries. So, and it is a pathless path. You may take any path, you will have to reach it. So there are many paths to reach the Lord. Out of which what I told was, you stop all reactions and wait, then an automatic spontaneous action alone takes place. It actually stems from the universal and not from the individual. So now today we are going to talk of what is called the choiceless perception. What do you mean by choiceless perception? What is perception? Perception is the knowledge you get of the objects of the world through your senses. It is not simply a figure or information. When you get it, it is translated into what lies behind what you see. Say for instance, I hear a child weeping. Yes, you heard a noise. You have heard it? No, this is not perception. Then I immediately recognize it as the voice of my sister's child. And then it sets a reaction in me, oh my Lord, what are they doing? The child has been weeping for more than 2 hours. This is the perception. You recognize it in toto. It's not just simply hearing a noise. Similarly, you see a mango plant which has grown up fairly high. And you are seeing a plant. No. Not only see a plant, you see a plant out of a seed which you sowed or out of a grafting which you made barely 5 months back. Oh my Lord, this is the very sapling which I brought from Bombay. Oh, it has grown so high. And that is perception. It has got a depth. Not simply seeing or hearing or touching. No. So, this is one way of realizing the highest truth, the only reality, that is by resorting to choiceless perception. The perception can be through the eye, it can be through the ears, it can be through the skin which is on touch basis, it can be through any of the five senses of perception or cognition. How can you translate into practical, what practical sadhana I can do to get it? Before that I may say, this is not a new concept. Well, Vimla Thakur has written and talked about it. She is no longer there. She was a very great woman, has written several books. She is a philosopher of the highest order, with a very high academic qualifications. And the J. Krishnamurti, apart from them, in our Hindu tradition also, it has been there. And in the recent days, I have seen it from the books of Swami Sharananda, who was blind, who installed at five or six places what is called the Manav Seva Sangh. And his shishya, his disciple, Devaki, was a professor in Ranchi perhaps. She had written elaborately about it. They call it Mukha Satsanga. Mukha means dumb. It says satsang means the company of the sat. And the real sat is the real reality, the only existence of which it is self-aware. The real existence. So, mukha means dumb. It is a real satsang where there is no other talk. It is only an experience you have. It is an experience in the totality and not in the individuality. How do you do it? Well, say you go and sit alone in your gardens. And in the garden, as usual, there is a lot of flora and fauna. There are many plants. As I told just now, the moment you go there, I see everything. Remind that totality. Don't choose. What do you mean? Don't choose. Suddenly my eyes dart towards one particular plant. There are hundreds, but it chooses one particular plant. Ah, this is a sampling which I brought from Bombay. So, out of hundreds of plants, you have chosen to direct your eyes and attention towards only one plant. This individualization. When you are not aware what plants are there, you only see some greenery, you know there are some plants, there are some trees, and you live in the totality of perception, that is different. This perception through the eye. What is perception? See, the eye and the ear are the most important. Then, there are a lot of sounds which come from outside. Outside, somebody is singing. And your neighbor is striking at her piano and she is singing at the soprano voice. And also, there are two people who are abusing each other, chiding each other, abusing each other, reviling each other. That also is there. And there are some small shops where from through the transistors, which are blaring, you hear some music. But this, you live in the totality of that noise. Instead, what you do, you suddenly hear a child which has been weeping. You recognize it. Oh my Lord, it's my sister's child. Has been weeping for nearly an hour and nobody is looking after it. What nonsense it is! What are these ladies doing in the kitchen? Now you have chosen one noise out of 30 noises. Where else you choose one noise, it is only with individual. We are all trying to neck out this individual and be absorbed in the totality, which is the only reality. So, it's possible. Actually speaking, one day in Ramanashramam, I was coming from outside, talking with another lady, who was my disciple. She was originally a teacher, but at that time she was coordinating advisor, education advisor to the Arab Emirates or something like that. She had come on vacation. We were about to enter inside the ashram premises, and suddenly from a shop opposite, there's a particular song which was being sung in the transistor, starting with some Nada Brahma. Then suddenly the lady drew my attention to that noise, to that particular noise. She said, Swamiji, see that this particular song, I have heard it when I was 8 years old. She's now perhaps about 50 or more. And I was not hearing anything. I was just coming. Yes, there are all the noises were there. There is nothing in my mind. It was practically empty like. I was just coming, just answering her questions and all this, and talking in a normal manner. Suddenly when she pointed out, only then I heard that particular song. Then I told her, why you? When I was 10 years old, I heard this very song. It was a hit in those days. Look here. Now, my mind, which was in the totality, has been drawn into the narrow street of individualization. I selected only one noise and was commenting on it. Instead, you always live in the totality of the perception, either through the eyes, or through the ears, or through the nose. That is a particular exercise. You just sit in a chair, relax yourself. There is no need to assume any posture like the Padmasana or other yogic asanas. Just relax yourself and sit. And let all the various signs which you are seeing there, let them remind. Don't choose any particular side. Remind the totality of side. You are hearing various noises. This is again another perception through the ear. Live in the totality of that noise, of that perception, of all the noises together. Don't try to choose one and try to comment on it. And you have already prohibited the people inside the house. Let nobody come upstairs when I am there until I call you. And you have already left your cell phone inside the house after having switched it off. So So, you will not be disturbed by any man. You will not be disturbed by the cell phone ringing. And you clearly tell your house, nobody should come and disturb me. Let the Queen of England come. Don't come to tell me. Nobody will disturb me for full 2 hours. Just remind. Don't think of anything else. Whatever is coming, you live in the present. But don't, while living in the present, don't choose. Live in the totality of perception, the totality of the noises, the totality of the visions or the eyesight or the sights. In the totality of the various smells, don't choose. Oh, somebody is preparing onion dosha. There are so many flavors coming. Why do you choose that? It's again a choice. Live in a choiceless perception. Be there, absolutely quiet, calm, peaceful. Say for 1 hour, 1.5 minutes. Extend it after you are able to stabilize yourself. For 1 hour, you come to 2 hours. Stabilize yourself in 2 hours, and then you come for 3 hours. And thus, if you remain, automatically, you will forget the world. Sanskrit, it is called the Prapancha Vismarana. The entire world is forgotten. You are not aware of your own existence. You are not there at all. And only that one existence is there. An existence which is aware of itself. Well, that alone can lead you to the ultimate. Provided you do it regularly and with faith. Whatever you are adopting, have faith. Well, my Gurudev has told it, well, it should be right. Or, I got faith in Jagrishnamurti, JK has told it, yes, I believe in it. Sharananda has told it, yes, he's a great, almost like a Maharshi. He was blind, but he was so excellent in his days. Had such a wisdom about the highest reality. But he was living like a very, very ordinary disabled man, a blind man. But he had faith in him. So, thus, this is what I called it because I have just summarized it. Well, if you want the things more elaborate, as I told, I have told you some sources. You can go through those books. They will give you more. But on the practical side, this is the only thing. You can't add anything more to it. So, whatever they say, it is all on the effects of it, on the fruits of it, and so many embellishments around which have no direct connection with the practical side.